Immediate access to the patient records has improved the workflow efficiency for the people. Healthcare providers can now retrieve the essential data or the information which is required for the patient and quickly access the patients during the encounters. It has also reduced the wait time for the patient. Earlier, for a particular surgery or a particular surgical development, the past history record search used to take around a day or so. Currently, the surgical decision making is been done on a real-time basis with access to the electronic health record. Currently, all the organizations or all the healthcare providers are been going into e-records, which enables to easy access of the critical data, which helps in ensuring the informed clinical decision making in a timely manner. The timely access to all the information has also improved or optimized the patient care delivery and its outcome. EHR also enhances in accuracy of the patient records by eliminating the handwritten notes. Understanding of the handwriting or making the use of handwritten notes and probably loss of documentations or manual error in interpreting the handwritten notes has been the common mistakes or common errors which was highlighted earlier. Currently, with the help of EHR, this error are been reduced. I won't say reduced, it has been declined to such an extent that these are less than standard deviation. Electronic health records also have a standardized and legalized type formatted for the consistency. The legality of this documentation has helped to reduce the risk of errors as well as misinterpretation. This has also led to improving the data accuracy as well as led to the better clinical decision making of the patient care. The standardization of the documentation practice, it has also ensured that how the clarity and the precision in the patient records or maintaining the patient records is being practiced. EHR systems, the support for the evidence-based practice has been developed by EHR systems in knowing how the decision is the supportive tool for evidence-based guidelines. The clinical decision makings which aids into assisting the providers to adhere to the best practices, it has helped into that. Evidence-based tools such as making informed decisions and delivering high quality care or understanding the adverse effect of any disease conditions or how the progression of the disease conditions have been taking place. This has helped into making more research and development tools a beneficiary kind of thing. Integration of clinical guidelines, which has enhances the consistency and which has helped into understanding the standardization of the care or help into gaining the insights of the care, are been improved with electronic health record. Support for how the evidence-based practice system improves the patient's outcome and the safety approach is been the key aspect of the EHR. EHR also enables the aggregation of and analysis of the patient data at the population level to understand how the exactly population management or facilitation of the entire population has been taking place. Healthcare organizations can identify the trends and monitor the healthcare outcomes. This analysis of the population data helps in implementing the targeted audience and targeted interventions for understanding what are the best healthcare practices which could be implemented in that particular demographic area, as well as what could be practiced in that particular demographic region. EHR also supports in proactively approaching to improve the health of specific patient population. It helps in pediatric or geriatric or probably the people who are above 35 or above 45 to understand what exactly are the healthcare needs and how exactly the catering of the system would happen. The best example is understanding the risk of ovarian cancers And having pap smear been implemented into the hospitals as a compulsory segment for each female above 50 years of age into the health checkup plans. So understanding the risk of above 50 year old lady into any CA segment, potential CA segment, is and understanding the need of how exactly the mammography study or a pap smear would take place for any person, any lady above 50 years of age. These have been included into health checkup plans in recent years after monitoring or after ensuring that electronic health record has provided this kind of data or study for that particular disease condition. So how exactly the EHR integration happens? EHR, basically the essential data of the all EHR has been transferred into CRM, is the basically into the management systems of the hospitals, where the personalized content is been shared in a different way. Outbound communication, where the communication which happens to the patient for the results oriented of the electronic health records are being communicated. So this communication records for the patients has been taken place by a different channel. The personalized content is stored, whereas outbound communication is the ongoing activity which happens continuously. There are reminders which are given to the patients on medical persons and medical integration which happens. So all the information of the EHR is been stored into the CRM facility, customer relationship management facility, where personalized content of the patient, like the vital data of the mobile number or the contact details, basically, or the electronic records basically of the patient are been stored, and these are been not revealed to anyone. Whereas the communication regarding appointment scheduling or follow-up visits or the OPD visits or new doctor acquisition into the hospital, or how exactly the patient would communicate with the hospital, are being shared with the patients through a different channel. This entire reminders and entire communication process are being channelized through a reminder mechanism which are being shared across with the medical persons or the medical doctors responsible for the maintenance of these records. Let's elaborate how exactly it happens. The real-time integration between EHR and billing process helps the systems to catch the mistakes before they arise or they become a problem. The system basically instantly identifies the error or mistakes in the details of the patient data. The small mistakes like the patient's name is probably misinterpreted or probably has been misspelled, has been identified and been corrected then and there. The early detection of how exactly the disease conditions or the disease conditions name or probably the doctor's name are been captured in a different way or different identities. The signatures or probably the signages used by the doctors are not been translated into the medical terminologies or medical conditions are been identified and been rectified then and there. The early detections of to prevent inaccuracy and ensures the records are recorded in an accurate and a proper manner. The prompt identification of these errors, which helps in reducing the risk of billing discrepancy and enhances the overall efficiency. Consistency in coding and recording. With the help of EHR, the entire recording or the storage of EHR of any records are being used in a standard way. EHR has integrated ensures a uniformity in code and recording practices across the healthcare setting. This standardization of coding and terminology helps in facilitating the seamless information, which lowers the exchange between the systems. The templates and the guidelines provided by EHR systems, which helps to promote the documentation practice in a proper way. The standardization of all these things enables to clarity accuracy and completeness of the patient record. It also helps in improving the overall data integrity. EHR system also offers a decision support tool based on evidence-based guideline. This tool helps in assisting the healthcare providers in making informed decisions and planning the treatment. Integrations with the clinical guidelines ensures there's a consistency and adherence to the best practices. The reminders and the alerts helps in healthcare providers to perform a necessary screening and intervention, which ensures there is a proactive patient care happening for the patient. Insights into financial performance. EHR integration provides insights into financial aspects of healthcare operations. Analyzing of the bill data, which helps to identify the trends and patterns in revenue cycle management. It also helps to understand the reimbursement rates as well as the claim denials and inform strategic decision making. So to understand if a particular disease condition or a particular surgical condition has been having a denials on a repetitive basis, that disease conditions requires certain kind of approvals or certain kind of interpretation into medical terminologies. EHR actually helps into identifying this details and guide the healthcare provider as well as the administrative loop to look into the same and make a proper corrective measure to improve that strategy. The data driven actually helps into insights into optimizing the financial performance and operational efficiency. Comprehensive training regarding familiarizing with the staff with EHR functionalities and protocols. Hands-on workshop on interactive tutorials or staff proficiency in system navigation. It also emphasizes on accurate data entry and ensures uniformity and clarity in patient records. So all patient records are uniformly captured and there is no particular segment where you can't capture that particular data and move ahead. So EHR helps into identifying the essential or needed data in a particular way. The training modules help over the compliance or the privacy regulations for the data security protocols. This empowers the staff for success. This helps into equip with the regularization of the knowledge, skills and staff members to navigate through EHR platforms. The training basically helps to uphold the standards of data integrity, privacy, operational efficiency, staff training fosters, and a culture for continuous and learning improvement. The investment in staff training enhances the individual competency, strengthens the organization effectiveness in healthy delivery. The change captures introduction to the charge capture and the coding accuracy. The charge capture records the healthcare service provided to the patient. Accurate coding ensures proper billing and reimbursement. Electronic health record plays a crucial role in improving the charge capture and coding accuracy. Enhancing the documentation leads to better financial outcomes. Accurate coding minimizes the revenue leakage and billing errors. What is the role of EHR in revenue cycle management? Basically, EHR helps in identifying the streamlining the documentation process. EHR allows for electronic documentation, which reduces the errors. It facilitates the charge, which has been captured, is automatically captured basically during patient encounter, which helps in reducing the errors. Benefits such as accuracy and efficiency in revenue cycle management. It helps in real-time updates for preventive leakage or ensures maximum reimbursement is happening. It also integrates with the billing system to streamline the revenue cycle process to understand if there are some pilferages or leakages happening due to some repetitive mistakes. It enhances or corrects that mistakes. It increases revenue with accurate charge capture and leads to higher reimbursement rate. It reduces the billing errors with coding mistakes and claim denials. It improves efficiency with streamlining the process to enhance the workflow and productivity. And timely reimbursement ensures the financial stability and support for the patient care for the healthcare providers. Accurate coding helps in promoting the transparency and trust in billing processes. Integration with the coding resources. An up-to-date coding sets, EHR integrates with coding database for accurate coding. The consistency in coding, basically based on standardized practices, helps to ensure the uniformity across the organization. The real-time feedback of how immediate the documentation completeness has happened helps into maintaining the TAT for all the records or all the electronic health services been provided to the patient in a timely manner. The algorithms which minimize the errors, as well as the algorithms attached into the EHR, helps to minimize the error as well as to allow the automation part into it. It also helps in reducing the manual interventions. The more the algorithms are being placed into it, the AI or artificial learning could take place, and it could actually automatically correct the errors which are been happening on a regular basis. The integration of the coding resource reduces the coding time and has also enhanced the accuracy into it. The regulatory compliances, which has helped the organizations to know what exactly the audit preparedness would be. There are some compliances and audit preparedness which are to be taken into consideration for standardization and regularization. Comprehensive documentation, supports and audits are to be taken into consideration for the reviews. Ensuring accuracy, maintaining the data integrity and coding accuracy for the compliances. Proactive errors checking and compliancing features which minimize the audit risk. EHR facilities, internal audits and compliance assessment for continuous improvements. Understanding the claim submissions and processes. The submission, sending patient services information to the insurance company. Processing or reviewing the claims for accuracy. Eligibility for the reimbursement. Importance of timely processing the claim by ensuring the financial stability and continuity of the care has been given. The real-time eligibility of verification, which reduces the claim denials and payment denials. Efficient claim processing, which enhances the patient satisfaction and provider revenue. Automated submission process, EHR generates an electronic claim and minimizes the error for expediting the claim process. The real-time eligibility verification, ensuring accuracy and compliance, because there is a built-in error checking and regulatory compliance feature into it. There is a claim status tracking which provides the transparency for and accountability. It also enhances the communication with payers to expedite the claim, which resolves and reimburses the claims in a properly manner. It also provides a communication between providers and the payers, understanding how to track the claim process and address the issues in a proper way. It also helps in improving the reimbursement rates or the reducing the denial or rejection rates, I would say that way. Effectively communication with the payers to promote collaboration and trust, transparency in the claim processing to build patient confidence and loyalty programs, reducing denials and rejections, how exactly it would help. Proactive error detection, understanding the coding errors or eligibility issues before the submission, maximizing the claim resubmissions, higher claim rates, expedited reimbursement process, improving the financial performance by reducing the denials. The enhancement of revenue cycle would definitely take place. Continuous improvement initiative identified through root cause analysis and denials and rejections. It also helps in analytic in providing the claim denial trends and patterns and take a corrective measures for it. These are instrumental in improving the change for capturing the coding accuracy and the claim processes. Integrating with the coding resources as well as the real-time feedback, which helps into compliance for the future for enhanced efficiency. It also leverages and optimizes the revenue cycle management and support the financial stability in the healthcare organization. Comprehensive training and ongoing education ensure staff proficiency in EHR utilization. There is a continuous process improvement and data-driven decision-making drive revenue with the cycle, revenue cycle management. Introduction to the payment, posting and reconciliation. Payment, posting and reconciliation are vital for healthcare financial management. These processes ensure accuracy and transparency in financial transactions. Integration of EHR streamlines these payment processes. EHR automated recording of the payments, reducing manual costs and saving time. It also helps in posting and reconciling of the optimal financial operation. Understanding of the payment process. Payment posting basically involves recording of the funds from insurance companies or patient. Automated recording of the payment enhances the accuracy and efficiency. It also helps in streamlining the patient payment posting, which reduces the manual data entry and the errors. It helps in having the accuracy with faster processing and real-time visibility of the payment status. The automated part of this EHR helps in ensuring the timely updates are being provided to the patient to patients in accounts. It also helps in reconciling process, where reconciling compares to recorded payments with actual receipt. It helps to offer the tools for automated machine and reporting errors. The algorithms and the customizations of the reports improve the efficiency. It also helps in timely reduce and accuracy enhancement and transparency. It allows staff to focus on resolving the discrepancy, ensuring the compliances and continuous improvement. There are some integrations into the compliances with the regulatory requirement. Accuracy basically of the financial records is maintained through EHR. Built-in safeguarding the sensitivity financial documents from unauthorized access is the important factor to ensure the compliance. The continuous improvement is done on based on efficiency and accuracy. This enables the data analytics and performance monitoring to continuously improve the initiatives which are taken by the healthcare providers. Thank you.